Inflation numbers out today. Not great. Not great. It ticked up a little bit in December too. I want to say 3.4. I'll give you the numbers in a minute or two here. But now we're talking about what's going to happen with interest rates and all the rest, right? Because we need that. That's the whole thing that's going on. This dance that we've been doing for almost 2 years now is based on inflation forcing the Bank of Canada to increase interest rates in order to drive down the economy and cool things off, and then inflation will fall. And it's worked to some extent, but as you can see, inflation ticking back up to 3.4. But I'll walk you through those numbers in just a moment. First, though, when it comes to interest rates, don't look now, but like I say, after months and months and months of climbing interest rates, there's actually some dropping rates already to tell you about out there. And if you have a mortgage coming due in particular in the near future, this could be really good news for you, because if you look, some fixed rate mortgages have dropped as much as a full point in the last couple of months, which raises the question, because like I say, that's not what we're seeing with some other interest rates. What's going on? Maybe is this the time to lock in? Let's find out. We're going to speak with Penelope Graham now, the director of content at ratehub.ca. Penelope, thank you for being here. I appreciate your time.
Hi, good morning.
Let's start by trying to sort out what's going on here. Why is this happening? Because we know the central bank rate has only gone up and has gone up month after month. And, you know, now it's been holding for a while here. So why do we see mortgage rates coming down?
Right. So as you mentioned, you know, interest rates are poised to ease lower this year.
Yep.
But it's still a very volatile mortgage market. And what's challenging for borrowers is that rate direction isn't set in stone, even as optimism is growing. So as you mentioned, Bank of Canada rate rose steadily over the past year. It's holding steady at 5%. That impacts the variable cost of borrowing in Canada. But what we're seeing on the fixed side, really since the beginning of last November, is the yield on five-year bonds has started to fall. And that sets the stage for lower fixed mortgage rates, because yields are what lenders use as a pricing floor for their fixed rate borrowing products. Essentially, when the banks can borrow at cheaper costs, that gets passed down to borrowers. So what we have seen is that five-year bond has fallen from, it hit a high of 4.42 in October, but it's down to around 3.3 today. And that has been reflected in the fixed mortgage rates that we see offered today. So the lowest five-year fixed in Canada right now is 4.84%. And it's really the first time since the summer we've seen anything drop below 5%. And that's compared to 5.24% that we saw in September. So we have seen rates ease a little bit. And if this downward pressure continues with bond yields, we can expect to see the fixed rates drop even further. But of course, the tricky part is the timing, right? And the main influence that's pulling those yields lower are investor expectations that the Bank of Canada will start cutting the variable rate pricing this year, maybe as early as the spring. But sentiments and yields can turn on a dime.
Yeah.
And so should something happen, you know, for example, this morning's inflation numbers coming out a little bit higher than expected, anything like that can make yields spike. Anything that spooks investors and suggests that rate hikes aren't quite over yet can have that impact.
So that's part of it. Looking for certainty is really difficult, right, Penelope? Because like you say, things can change literally overnight.
Yes. They can. And that puts you in a really tricky position. If you're planning on buying a home imminently, or if you're coming up for renewal on your mortgage, you're probably wondering, should you lock into fixed rates today since they've come down a little bit? And that answer really depends on your risk tolerance and your ability to carry rates at their current levels. Because the benefit to locking in is that you can avoid any volatility that's happening today in the market. And that is very important to some borrowers.
But, gotcha.
You do have a few options if you're really trying to take advantage of this lower rate sentiment. And keeping in mind that no one has a crystal ball, all you can really do is hedge your bets. So there's a few things that you can try. One is to take out a rate hold as early as you can before either your purchase date or your renewal date. And most lenders will allow you to do this 120 days in advance. And that will guarantee that you're at least going to have access to today's rates. And if fixed rates do drop within that time frame, you'll still be able to access them.
Okay.
But you will be protected if bond yields rise during that time frame. So that's one thing that you can do.
What's the timeline on that, Penelope? Like, how long does that stay in? Like, you get, depending on the bank, it can vary, mm-hmm. right?
It can vary, but generally about 120 days in advance. It does depend on the lender, so that is a question that you need to ask.
Yeah.
But the majority of the big six, you know, depending on your standing on as a borrower, 120 days in advance. So you have that wiggle room, and you can ensure that you're going to have access to at least what the rates are today. And if they go lower, you can still access them, but it protects you if they do rise.
Gotcha.
Another option is you can choose to take out a shorter term fixed rate, because 5-year is by far the most popular. But you could take out a 3-year or a 2-year term. And these rates are higher. You'd be looking at about 6.85 for a 3-year rate, but you'd have the ability to make a change to your mortgage earlier because your term will be up sooner. But this is really dependent on the assumption that rates will have dropped materially enough by then to make up for the higher rate you've got in the meantime. So it really depends on your situation as a borrower, but it can be an effective way to both lock in and maintain more flexibility. The third option is you could take out a variable mortgage rate when you renew or buy, with the idea that you're going to switch to a fixed rate if those rates do drop very attractively. And this approach is not for everyone because it does mean that you're going to be exposed to whatever the Bank of Canada does next. It does increase that risk profile, and you will be at a higher rate, you know, closer to 6% in the meantime. But the strategy here takes advantage of the fact that it's a lot easier to get out of a variable rate mortgage than it is a fixed rate term. So most lenders, they're going to allow you to convert to whatever their posted fixed rate is without having to pay a penalty. Or you could break your mortgage outright and you could refinance with whatever the best fixed rate offering is available at the market. And you'll pay a penalty of about 3 months interest to break that variable mortgage rate, which is considerably lower than what you'd pay with a fixed rate.
Okay.
But there are other associated risks with doing that. You will be stress tested if you qualify for that new rate, and refinances can only be uninsured, which means you have to have minimum 20% down to use this option. But it is an approach that you can discuss with your broker if you think it might be right for you.
That's what it comes down to, right? I mean, things are moving, mm-hmm. things are happening. You need to get some help here. I mean, be it the bank, the institution, a mortgage mm-hmm. broker, find out and ask some of these questions, because every case is going to be a little bit different, I would think, Penelope.
That's correct, yeah. Every mortgage renewal or purchase really needs a tailored approach to ensure that you're getting the best rate that's available to you. And that pricing depends on your borrower profile, you know, your credit score, your history with making payments in the past. If you are coming up for renewal, how much equity you've already built up in your home can really be a huge factor. So it's really important to work with a professional. And, you know, a large chunk of Canadians are going to be impacted by this. Bank of Canada recently came out with a study that finds 80% of the mortgages that were enforced as of March 2022,
mm-hmm.
they're going to be coming up for renewal this year.
Jeez.
And virtually every single outstanding mortgage will have come up for renewal by 2026.
And every one of them will likely go up, right? Like, I don't think anybody's going to get a better rate now than when the last time they got their mortgage.
It's quite likely.
Yeah.
You know, if you took out your rate 2019, 2020, 2021, especially during those pandemic years when rates were at absolute bargain basement lows, you will not experience those rates at renewal time. But the optimism is that things will continue to ease throughout this year. It's looking quite likely that the Bank of Canada will start to cut interest rates in the latter half of the year, pending any kind of unexpected economic event. Because, you know, of course, the pandemic was an unexpected economic event. But barring anything happening like that, it is anticipated that that is the rate trajectory for the rest of the year. So keeping in mind, if you're a borrower, you can try to hone your strategy a little bit working with your mortgage professional.
Always a bit of a gamble, but I think we do have a bit more of a clear direction now than certainly this time last year. Penelope, a lot of information. I really do appreciate you breaking it down for us. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.